At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Hello, my lovelies.
Hello. I'm so happy you remembered this.
Oh, it's growing on me.
I said, okay, I hope he says it. If he doesn't, I'll say good morning, lovely.
People are either really going to love that or they're really going to hate it. And either way, that's good.
Period.
Either way, it's all right.
And that means that's the mark of a real star. Love me or hate me, there's no lukewarm here.
Got to make you feel
I'm
something.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said that's the mark of a real star,
oh,
baby.
Look who's talking. What's the award you're winning tonight? Artist of the Year for, what is it?
I don't know, but the title is amazing.
What do you mean you don't? You liar. I'm pulling back the curtain on this. Don't give me, I don't know who me, oh what. She sent me a note this morning. She goes, I'm getting an award tonight. And then I go and try and throw her the love. And she goes, what? I don't know, for school? Yeah, I don't know what you mean.
Who, me?
Yeah.
What award?
This whole thing?
I don't know what you're talking about. Huh? Shut up.
I'm clutching my pearls, and I want to say this.
Why would you do that to me?
No, you're right. I won this award, but I don't exactly know what it means, like Artist of the Year. So it's with this magazine called Deluxe Version Magazine. They were very nice. They're like, Mick, it's so good to have you back.
I think it means you're the artist of the year.
But I'm like, what is that? Do I win something? Do I win money? Do I just get a trophy? I don't know what this means. So I have to go to this event tonight. And then I don't know all of the details. But I actually, in all seriousness, it's very nice.
No, I do.
Tell me.
You go to the thing. They give you the award.
Bragging rights.
That's pretty much it. Artist of the Year, Deluxe, what is it?
Version Magazine.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's great. No. Can I share a story with that then?
Absolutely.
So, okay, I just thought it started off kind of as a joke, kind of as a half joke.
Uh-huh.
I am a 2-time Emmy Award winner.
Yes, you are.
Well, to actually, and as we learned with the toy drive video,
yes.
I may be a 3-time Emmy Award winner coming
yes.
up.
Yes.
If you want to be an actual winner, you've got to be included on the nomination, and you got to pay for that. You got to pay to be part of the nomination.
Yeah, whether you can pay to be a member, or if you're not a member, you got to pay a bigger fee
Dang.
To just be involved.
To be involved, yeah.
That's shady.
It does sound shady, doesn't it? It sounds sketch now.
There's a whole bunch of stuff I'd like to say, but after June when we find out if we win or not.
Okay, let's not say anything.
No, it's okay. They gotta be able to do their business and,
tip the scales.
No, and do all those things. So to actually have your name on the thing, you've got to be in the organization, as mm-hmm. they say in hockey. Mm-hmm. So for Vegas PBS, the show that we used to do for the kids writers contest, right, whatever it is, that show won 2 Emmys, right, in 2 different years, mm-hmm. won 2 Emmys. My name's not on it. I didn't even get the chance to give him the money. I would have given the money. Yeah. I would have done it.
Yeah.
Of course they would have.
Yeah.
Because I'm vain. Because I'm vain and insecure. And of course I would.
I would have done it too.
Damn right.
I would have done
Hell
it with you.
Yes.
And to think about it, actually, I think I actually got a photo shoot with this guy that I paid for. Maybe that's
the artist
why I
that,
got.
Well, there you go.
Not,
the
I'm
deluxe version.
This now.
Sure.
Yeah.
They were like, who?
Did I pay to play? I didn't even know. Yeah.
Artist of the year, only artist we know. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter it, to us.
My
an
love,
award is
it
an award.
Just, it, thank you. Somebody said you're the artist of the year. Now, mine, now let's get back to me.
Yes.
No, but do you agree or disagree? Hang on, this is going to be part of the first pick today. I hosted a show and the show won the Emmy. Therefore, am I not an Emmy Award winner?
Dude,
the
yes.
show that I hosted won 2 Emmys in 2 consecutive years. Am I not a 2-time Emmy Award winner?
Honestly, I feel like you have to be. You hosted the show. You were the face. How would you not be?
Well, I'll tell you how I would not be if people start asking too many questions. That's if people start asking a lot of questions. Okay. But if they're not asking a lot of questions, 2-time Emmy Award winner, baby.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
Now listen, back to the original subject. Ladies and gentlemen, the reigning artist of the year. For Deluxe?
Deluxe Version Magazine.
Deluxe Version. So it's like the deluxe version of Las Vegas? That
yeah.
kind of thing? I like
yeah.
that.
Thank you. Okay, yes.
Yeah. No, and the more I talk about him, then the more I might be, you know, radio personality.
Yes.
Who knows?
Absolutely.
Who do I have to pay off?
I'll
who do
text
I have to get,
him right now.
Tell your boy I need new headshots.
What's the fee? Yeah, I will.
Yeah. What'd you pay? Is it a lot?
No. That's about a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like a couple hundred.
I do too.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're a lot easier to work with as a subject of photography than, you know, like what, how many filters are we going to have to put on this guy?
You know what's so funny, actually? I'm not shy in any point part of my life. Nothing makes me nervous. I hate getting my photo taken. They make me so nervous. I hate them. I don't know what it is. I obviously have to do it. I will never like them.
There's a guy. There's a guy in town, and his name is Jerry Metellus. And he is, yep, he's far and away, he's the best.
He took my very first headshot when I was a little girl.
He's wicked expensive, and there's a reason why.
So expensive.
Because he knows what he wants, and he knows how to get it out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so much easier for me. If you tell me what to do, I can do it. But if they go, well, just give us your personality. My personality is I don't like my picture took. You know, my personality is.
Your personality is grumpy cat, and that's all you're going to get if you don't tell me what to do.
Yeah. So, no, you direct me, and I'm a lot better with that.
I feel that.
First pick coming up in just a moment. We talked about this a little bit yesterday. There's a hospital in Atlanta that rejected these people's baby name. Is that cool? I get why. I get why.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not. Look, if you want to do that to your kid, but their point is that this is borderline abuse.
It's
potential abuse, this name. So we'll share all the details coming up in just a moment. One graduation today. In fact, I was just looking. There have been 3 other schools that have graduated so far. Miller School, Variety School, folks like that. High Desert State Prison. they're walking today, not out, but just within. But they're getting their diplomas today. High Desert State Prison gets their diplomas today at 8:30 at the High Desert campus.
Amazing.
Yeah, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then it kind of all begins in earnest next week. First pick coming up in a minute.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, by the way, it's a weird, uncomfortable thing to talk about, especially in the context of this show,
mm-hmm.
you know, but just, we haven't brought it up. And it's kind of almost like, here we go again, mm-hmm. you know, but much love to everybody who is in that LVAC community.
Yeah.
Especially with the one there at Rainbow in the 95, with the shooting that happened on Friday. Who knew? I was kind of like, well, gosh, if we knew somebody who went to that gym. Did you know that Adrian goes to that gym?
So I go too. When I don't train with my trainer, that's the LVAC that I go to.
Wow. So it's got to be a little ooky. You were saying everybody was, did you go yesterday?
Yeah, so I was actually there Friday, about an hour before the shooting happened, Jesus. 2 hours, which is crazy to think about, especially since everything.
I didn't know that, Adrian.
Yeah, since everything occurred at the entrance, too. But no, I went right after the show. But then yesterday was the first day I believe they reopened. And it's just, it was a creepy... creepy mm-hmm. feeling walking in, because when you first walk in, before you scan your card in the entrance, they have the classrooms for like Muay Thai and boxing, which I associate, because I'm usually there at night, it's always kids, I'm always seeing the kids classes, right? Mm-hmm. So to see the windows, they had to put up like the black, you know, the tarps, because they haven't replaced the glass yet. So to see all that, and obviously there was a whole bunch of police officers and a couple camera crews, because it was the reopening, just an eerie feeling. There's people in my life that were like, hey, what are you doing? Why did you go to that one? And I was like, hey, man, I'm not changing my routine.
Yeah.
A lot of people were like, hey, go to the one on Flamingo. Go to the different one. Why are you going to the exact one? And it's like, no, man, I need the, this is my place. This is my home.
And it's such a one-off. That's the part I really hate about stuff like this happening,
mm-hmm.
is that, yes, that it freaks people out. Why would you go there? Trust me, that's the safest place in this entire valley right now.
Yeah, and it's your gym in our city. We're not going to just stop.
And I will say, I didn't have that feeling when I pulled into the actual parking lot of LVAC.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, oh, here we go.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. All right. Well, just know we were there. I wanted to let people know we were thinking about it. You know what I mean?
Definitely. 100%.
Just one of those deals where sometimes when you just call your buddy and go, hey, man, I was just thinking about you.
Yeah.
And, well, why? What's going on? Nothing.
Yep, just love you.
Nothing, just love you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, thank you for that.
No, of course.
Thank you. All right, really quick, first pick. Everybody wants a special name for their baby. Alabama family got rejected by their hospital. I'll start with her part of it. She says, we picked out a unique name that means a lot to us. Zerf Golzi,
mm-hmm.
Zerf Golzi, spelled XFRGOLSZZZXY. I know it's different, and that was the whole point, says the mom. However, hospital worker claims that they made a policy some time ago when people started, you know, kind of going off the rails with names.
Mm-hmm.
Don't yell at me. You know that that's what they do. You can at me. You can jump in my DMs all you want.
Yeah.
But no, people have gone off the rails. I know it's different. That's the whole point. Hospital worker claims that they have a policy. X followed by a consonant, not allowed. Unfortunately, the new mom did not receive much support in the comments.
Oh, God.
One woman said, if I was that baby, once I aged to an adult, my first stop would be to legally change my name to something my parents wouldn't know, and I would start a new life and never speak to them again. Well.
Yeah.
Well, however, yeah. Oh, Adrian's smirking at me right now. I already know where he's going. Where are you going on this? 702. Can we just get it out of the way? They could do whatever they want.
They could do whatever they want.
Yeah, I knew. So there's one side.
Uh huh.
I'm not so sure I don't side with him.
I'm not so sure I don't either.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Well, 702-364-9898. This is either going to be really boring and really quick. Or
awesome.
Or, well, but I'm going to say yes, but.
Okay.
I'm going to, with you guys, I'm going to say yes, but.
Okay.
All right. Like fourth grade, that's recorder, right?
1,000,000%.
It's got to be. Three guys from San Diego, a group called Almost Monday. It was pretty cool. I just want to get them on the air just to confirm or deny.
Yeah.
Because even if they go, what are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
It's not a recorder. That is stupid. What are we, fourth grade? And I'd be like, well, it should be.
First pick
on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So digging a little deeper on the first pick, there's a hospital in Atlanta that told these parents that they could not name their kids Zerf Golzi because they have a policy against having an X followed by a consonant in a name.
Mm-hmm.
Because they said that it was borderline abusive just because, you know, because the kid.
Kids are mean.
Kids are mean. Adults are mean. The world is mean.
Yeah.
It's, you know. Now, I'm going to hang on a second. Is it Monique on the phone?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Monique, we all know you can. You name your kid whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Are you also on that team?
Well, I mean, I feel that it's mean. I mean, like how Elon Musk has his with the numbers and the letters. Like, I think that's too much. That's too much.
Yeah, it's like,
and
bro, like, you're
Apple,
too smart.
I think that's too much.
Yeah, you're being too smart.
Exactly.
Oh, you didn't like Apple?
I didn't like Apple either.
God.
Here's my deal. Just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
There's a lot of things I can do. You know, sure. Like I could eat a whole pizza right now. Should I? Probably not.
But you can.
Right.
Could. I could.
I mean, like Ladasha, that's too much.
Here with the opposing viewpoint, potentially.
No,
I just. Adrian Hernandez. You're the most passionate on the other side.
I just think you can name your kid whatever you want. I hope there's good intentions or good meaning behind it. You know, Sire's a unique name. There's a meaning behind what that name is.
What does that mean?
You want to name him after some Star Wars character, like.
What is your meaning behind it?
Sire?
Sire.
The meaning of it is like
regal.
Someone who's going to become a king.
She's regal, yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's okay.
But someone.
You spell it with a Y.
But the first time Chet. Monique, you say it's okay. The first time Chet heard that my son's name was Sire, he gave me a little bit of a look. And some people are like, that name might be too strange.
Who the hell do you think you are?
Yeah.
So, and to me, that seems very like, doesn't seem too crazy. So, you know, it's all subjective. That's the whole thing. It's subjective.
That's true. It is true.
Yeah, and if I didn't love that kid so much,
I'd probably still think that.
If I didn't love him, if he was a jerk, if Adrian's kid was a jerk,
does act like a little king. He's so cute.
Because he is.
Yeah, he is.
No, and that's our fault. That's nobody else's.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Heart doctor from Oklahoma saved guy's life on a recent flight from Uganda to Amsterdam. How long is that flight?
Dang.
Yuck. A man on board was having chest pains. Lucky for him, this guy's a cardiologist. His name's TJ Trad. And even luckier, this Trad guy was on his way home from a medical mission in Uganda and had a bunch of stuff on him. Supplies.
Oh my God, lucky.
He ended up giving the guy 5 medications that doctors give to treat a heart attack. He also had one of those little, you know, the EKG things that you see on TV sometimes where you stick your thumbs on the deal.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just little tiny. He said he always has it on his body now because he had a heart attack last year. So he knew what to do. And he had all this medication and whatnot.
Oh, so lucky.
Yeah.
What are the chances?
Yeah, they landed in Amsterdam. Everything's fine.
Thank God.
Crazy. Dairy Queen catered a wedding in Texas for free. after the bride said, please, you have to do this. She went on TikTok, went viral, right? Because, well, they usually don't do weddings. Dairy Queen's like, that's not our business. We're not going to go down this path.
Yeah.
You know, no thank you.
Yeah.
However, the groom's last name, and honest to God, this is on his driver's license. And her last name now, too. Blizzard.
Oh, my God.
He's Bradley Blizzard, and now she's Mrs. Bradley. They're Mr. and Mrs.
Name.
Blizzard. Love so, yeah, it. So yeah, Dairy Queen's going to pass that up? Are you kidding
me? Yes, love Dairy Queen.
Of course they did it.
Yeah.
Of course they did.
Duh.
Oh, and just strangely enough, I don't know if you heard the story, too. They got a whole bunch of new Blizzards coming out. Oh, shocking.
Ugh.
I don't believe anything anymore. I don't think anything's a coincidence ever again.
They had a Dairy Queen in Washington in Decatur. It was the coolest Dairy Queen ever that I grew up going to. There was a Pac-Man inside, and it was when those butterscotch dip ice creams had just come out. Oh,
the
my God.
The butterscotch dip.
We would walk there. I thought we were so cool. It was the coolest Dairy Queen. It's gone
Dad,
now.
Dad gives you a fiver.
Yeah.
Go get a dipped cone.
Yeah.
Don't come back for an hour.
Yeah, exactly. And then we did it. We were like, we're free.
Yeah, thank you. We're good. And it's your good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLUC. Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
KLUC-FM at HD1, Las Vegas. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Every morning.
It's the only way to wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I love the Chet Buchanan Show.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hello, my lovelies.
Hello.
Tuesday, the 20th. Wait a minute. Wasn't it just 420? Weren't we out picking up micro trash in a park just like last week?
Yes.
How? Do you also believe that Memorial Day is the first day of summer?
Yes.
Do you also believe I don't know why this turned into an inquisition.
Keep going.
Do you also believe that the first day when it's 100 degrees signifies the beginning of summer?
Yes.
That will be Thursday from what we're told-ish.
Good. I can't wait.
Didn't we hit 100 like a couple weeks ago?
Close. I don't think we ever actually got there.
Or that it didn't feel like it because yeah, 3 days later it was 50 degrees and raining and it's like, what the hell?
That one didn't count. That one didn't count.
That was a dress rehearsal and we're moving into the show.
Love to High Desert State Prison. They're graduating today in about 90 minutes from now on the High Desert campus.
Awesome.
It's really cool. Then tomorrow, Southern Desert Correctional Center will do their thing at their campus. And then... yeah, then I think the next one's on the 23rd. I got to break this out. I've got a master list, and it's alphabetical order, which doesn't help me at all. I tried to find one that was in what do you call it, chronological order, date and time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not so much. But yeah, then it all, like next week, it all just goes crazy. Oh, wait.
Insane.
Did we not already have... what did I say yesterday? Didn't CSN?
CSN, UNLV. Oh,
the colleges graduated because they get done early. This is CSN High School next week. Okay, all right. Or they're actually after Memorial Day, but you get the idea. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Aces tonight in Connecticut after taking that little bit of a whooping from the New York Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
It's okay.
Whatever.
Big whoop.
Aces home opener on Friday at the house. Very excited about that. Oh, and by the way, once again, it's the only music I have for this. I know you've heard this music before for other things. Ladies and gentlemen, all hail. Please turn towards the southwest. Tip your cap if you're wearing one. Bow or curtsy otherwise to the new artist of the year. What's it? Deluxe? Deluxe, what is it?
Deluxe Version Magazine.
Yes, yes. Tonight she'll receive her award, ladies and gentlemen, Michaela Garden, the artist of the year.
I'd like to thank, first and foremost, Chet Buchanan. Thank you for this opportunity.
What did I do?
1 year on KLUC, been living my truth and my life. Thank you, Adrian, on those incredible pieces you throw up on social media, making us look cool. No.
We should work on this for tonight.
Yeah,
Are you giving a speech?
They didn't ask me to, but I would maybe like to.
Just gonna grab.
So I'm gonna go ahead and say a few
words.
Don't
do it. Just don't do it.
You know what, you guys? I'd like to say a few things. Wait, I want to talk about you though.
Why?
Because I forgot you did the event last night. How did it go?
Oh, it was dope. Last night,
did you raise all the money?
The magic of variety.
Yeah.
Well, here's yes and no. Mm-hmm. Yes and no. Yeah, we made about $10,000.
Come on.
We sprung it on them. We decided to, kind of like at a gala, we did like a fund to need. We were buying adaptive bikes for disabled kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the bikes, I knew we were cooked. I knew we were full on cooked. We had one of the bikes off to the side, kind of in the wings a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know how you have the stage? And then there'll be an area slightly forward, but way off to the side.
Yeah.
Like the lights don't even hit it. You mm-hmm. got to put a special light on it to see it. So we had a bike way over there to the side. And it was kind of a funny bit. I was like, do we have a spotlight for this? They're like, no. Guy yells from the back, no. And I said, all right, everybody get your phones out. Turn your light on.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to look at this thing. And then I said, yeah, they're $3,100. And this guy yells out, Jesus Christ! And it was like, okay. All right. And it was, and it's an intimate room. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so you can hear everything. You can only see, the usual, the two rows back.
Uh-huh.
Can't see anything past that.
Yeah.
But you can hear everything.
That's so funny.
And it's just, and you could tell that they were like, well, that's great for you. $3,100 a bike. What? And so I said, yeah, well, maybe we can So I said, if you think we can buy, if you think we could buy one of these bikes tonight, everybody say yeah. And they're like, yeah. So you think we buy two of these bikes? Everybody say yeah. Yeah. So if you think we can buy five of these bikes, everybody say yeah, because I think I got them. Everybody's all fired up now. Literally, you never saw so many people not make eye contact. I said, could we, you think we had give five? And they're I said, what if I told you, what if I told you that David Copperfield just donated $5,000? Do you think we could get five now? And this guy yells out from the back, no, but maybe three.
Stop.
And I said, right on, brother. Right
on.
Hysterical. We did it. We got three.
Way to go.
Got three.
Listen.
$10,000. Did all right.
Yeah.
No, it was fun. We're going to do that. We're going to do that more often. I'll say it now. We had big plans to do a halfway to toy drive, Chet and Michaela's big live show, which would now become Chet, Michaela, and Adrian's big live show.
Yes.
Sure. We weren't trying to cut you out. We just weren't including you.
No, no, it's okay.
Well, yeah. Well, it's not really.
Thank you.
But
I feel seen. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah. That was the plan. But we were going to do big live show. I just don't think we have enough time to make that happen.
Yeah.
Because halfway to toy drive, believe this, halfway to toy drive is like 2 weeks from now.
Nuts. Nuts, dude.
Everyone's panic stricken.
Yeah.
Somebody in my DMs yesterday, panic stricken. I don't know this year. I don't know. What can we do? What can we do in advance? I said, well, we had a plan and didn't make it happen.
Yeah.
However, we are going to, I'll announce now, we are going to celebrate 702 Day for the first time.
Oh my God, it's
going
to be amazing.
So on July 2nd, 702, we have a plan. Yes, and it's going to be amazing. And how long do you think they have to show up for? 15 minutes?
Yeah.
I mean, really?
That's it.
For the important part.
Yeah, for the most important part.
Yeah, now we're going to be there 2-3 hours. And there'll be beers involved.
Yeah, we'll be vibing.
That's the plan.
But the big thing is happening.
Oh, no, that part? The actual 702 celebration?
Yeah.
We're going to set a world record. It will take us 5 minutes for setup. No time for the execution.
No.
And then you do what you want.
Exactly.
That's all coming.
Mm-hmm.
Also coming up, 2 new challengers on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. I loved yesterday doing Champion's Choice. For the prizes.
I did too.
Champion's Choice today. So you can go to our advanced screening of From the World of John Wick, Ballerina, on 602, which much love to the Arizonans. That's their area code.
Oh, no, okay. I was assuming.
Yeah, I realized.
Did you see it on my face? I was like, six.
Yeah, I realized the joke didn't land. I was like,
got
oh,
it.
Well, yeah, you got to explain the joke. It's not a very good joke.
Someone in Phoenix appreciated
that. Yeah. Good job. And now
thank
I know.
You for listening on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got a screening on June 2nd, which is like 2 weeks from now. Or you can go take the family, assuming your family is four. Hey, it's a family four pack. I love it when radio stations say that.
Yeah.
Because everyone's family's four people, you know. A family four pack of Fandango codes to go. So basically you can go see Lilo and Stitch on us.
So well, fun.
On Allied Global Marketing. But we're the.
Just think us.
We're the dealer.
Yeah, that's right. Most that. Important part.
They're the importer. We're the dealer. We're the street guy. So all that's coming up. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is next on the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's go. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Who's contestant number one, Adrian?
We got Amanda Dupio representing Mountain's Edge.
Amanda Huggenkiss from Mountain's Edge. What? That's an old joke. It's old Simpsons bit. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
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 You know what I love about this, too? I don't think we've ever talked to you before, have we?
No, I'm brand new.
Yeah. Welcome,
oh,
queen.
Like brand new?
Yes.
Like, where'd you come? Where'd you come from? Another
I'm
show or another
more.
City?
No. I'm a local, but this is my first time calling into a radio and first time on.
I love
welcome,
it.
Sister.
Yeah, no,
best
good for
of
you.
Luck.
Yes. We'll be gentle.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, it'll be great. So who's contestant number two?
That'll be Sienna Ramos from Aliante.
Do you have a similar story, Sienna? Because I don't recognize your name either.
No, actually, it's Deanna with a D. But no, I've been calling for the last probably 2 weeks, and I finally got it.
Oh, beautiful.
Welcome, Deanna. Well,
nice. Yeah, are we clapping? Okay. Yeah, all right.
I felt like
applause is necessary.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, so I'm sure you've heard the game before then. Make sure you buzz in with your name. Don't answer until you get called on, and you'll see how this all works, because you might think you got in first and you just didn't hear the other person. And it's always really funny when people go, "No, it was me." And it was like, wasn't even close. Mm-hmm. To be honest, it wasn't even close. First one to 3 wins the game, and your quiz master is the one, the only, the commissioner, Michaela Gordon.
Jelly Roll brought out this iconic rapper for a surprise performance, and the 8 Mile rapper did not disappoint. What's his name?
Amanda.
Deanna.
Eminem?
Yeah, are we talking about Eminem? Sure.
I know it.
It's anymore, if you go to Detroit, you've got to bring Eminem out.
Have to.
You almost have to. And by the way, every time, it's amazing.
Every time.
Did you see this?
No.
Here's what's great. Jelly Roll actually went so far into the song, into Lose Yourself.
Uh-huh.
He went so far into it that I knew that Eminem was coming out, and I still wasn't sure Eminem was coming out.
No way.
Like, Jelly Roll sang half the damn song. Instead of bringing him out on the first verse.
Of course.
Or on the first chorus.
Yeah, he brought him out
on the second verse.
Sick.
And it was like, okay, wow, that's pretty cool.
Love.
All right, Deanna goes up one zip.
This singer and fashion mogul and former reality star did a comeback performance on American Idol this Sunday, but people are dragging her, saying it wasn't very good, while she's saying boots are made for walking. What's her name?
Amanda.
Jeez. Amanda to tie.
Is it Dolly Parton?
Was it Dolly Parton?
Oh, here, let me find a nice one here.
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
Nope, that wasn't the nice one. Sorry.
Oh, God.
Deanna, do you have an answer?
Is it Jessica Simpson?
Was it Jessica Simpson? It was?
Yeah, dude.
Wow. Why was it? And was it not very good? Have you seen it?
Listen, I think people drag her. I like Jessica Simpson. I thought it was okay.
I think there's a lot of jealousy when it comes to Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
She's a sweet girl.
She's sweet. She's beautiful. She's vulnerable.
Yeah.
She's had some ups and downs. Who cares?
Her dad's a serious creep, but Jessica's cool.
Yeah.
Ashley's cool, too.
Ashley's super cool.
Yeah. All right. Deanna, 2. Amanda trying very hard. Not on the board yet.
Once married to Tom Cruise and now wife to Keith Urban, this A-list actress had a wig mishap at Cannes Festival. What's her name?
Amanda to get on the board.
Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, there she is. Yeah, I hate it when you have the wig mishap on the red carpet.
Don't worry, it's okay. I've been there too.
All right, 2-1.
This pop singer, I did have a weave fell out one time. This pop singer is allegedly no longer wanted in Vegas because her residency didn't do well at Resorts World, even though she sang hits like I Kissed a Girl. What's her name?
Amanda.
I'm going to say Deanna just barely. Do you confirm, Adrian?
Yes.
Okay. Deanna for the win.
Katy Perry?
Is it Katy Perry? Game over.
Yay!
Game over. Oh, Amanda, it was so close. It really was close. It was a good effort.
Yeah, sorry.
Not bad for your first time ever. I think you should call again more often.
Totally.
And just talk to us about stuff.
I will.
Okay,
thank
good.
Thank you so much.
All right,
we'll see you soon. Bye, Amanda. Our brand new champion, Deanna Ramos Realiente. By the way, this is huge. Realiente now moves into a tie for second with 15 total wins.
Nice.
Thanks to Deanna Ramos. It is champion's choice today. So which prize would you like? Would you like the four reserved seats to our advanced screening of From the World of John Wick Ballerina? Or would you like 4 Fandango codes to see Lilo and Stitch?
Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo and Stitch it is, and we will see you tomorrow as the brand new champion of Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people have normal lives. The Chet Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up. Come on.
77-second survey. Who's taking it?
We got Maria Cavazos from Chinatown.
Wait a minute. Have you always been from Chinatown?
Yes.
Your name seems familiar. I don't recall. I don't recall anybody ever claiming Chinatown before.
Huh?
I think the first time I won Usher tickets, I was by Tanea. And then the last couple times, few times, I've been in Chinatown.
It's really the only, it's literally the only skill I have, is that I remember stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, but it's actually not.
No, I bet it.
I'm into it.
It's weird. It's, yeah. Yeah. Ready for your 177-second survey?
Yes.
All right. Tell the story of your necklace.
Okay, so I've worn this name necklace for like 20 years. It started when I saw Carrie Bradshaw and her Carrie necklace from Sex and the City. Girls will understand. So it's also kind of a cultural thing. It's broke. The necklace is broke once before and I replaced it. Yesterday, I had the necklace on. I never take it off. I went to pull on my shirt and the necklace broke completely.
The chain part or the name part?
The chain broke off of the nameplate.
Ooh.
And it just, there's no fixing it. So at first I was so upset and I was like, oh my God, I love this necklace. I have to buy a new one. But then I ChatGPT'd it and ChatGPT said that it actually is like a symbol of letting go, a new chapter. Maybe you've experienced grief or loss and this is the beginning of something new, even good luck. And I was like, oh my God, does that... is that what it means? Like when something sentimental breaks like that, is it like a new chapter beginning?
Okay, now I know, Maria, that you would that you want to say that you agree, but had you not heard the backstory, the ChatGPT backstory, would you have believed the necklace breaking would have been good luck or bad luck? Because I was like, I was like, oh no, it's bad luck.
I would think it's good luck. It's a new chapter. I would think it's a new season. You can find a different one or find some other type of jewelry to wear and for it to symbolize something else. But with everything that you've been through, I think it is good luck.
God bless you, Maria.
Yeah, I'm glad it turned out that way.
Yeah, me too.
I was shocked because I was like, oh, no, it's terrible. And then Michaela was like, I have to tell you what ChatGPT said.
My therapist.
Now that we're looking for, to ChatGPT for spiritual guidance.
I literally fired my therapist to move to ChatGPT.
I got
to
be honest. It gave us the answer we wanted. So who cares? It all works out great. A friend of mine. It's a classic where, God, you just shouldn't have said anything. Buddy's wife goes and gets her nails done because they're going to a wedding this weekend on Memorial Day weekend. Interesting.
Wild.
But it's on Friday, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So then they get, it's in San Diego. So they'll spend the weekend
beautiful
in San Diego. So it'll be fun. She got white nail polish. And for whatever reason, he's always believed that white nail polish is trashy. And so he said, is this what you're to the wedding? And his wife said, yeah. And he goes, And then, so it's twofold. Number one, white nail polish, trashy or classy? Maria.
I think it's classy. It's whatever you want it to be. What's the vibe?
He said no. He said no. It's trashy.
Classy. I just got it on my toes. The girl is so crazy for the white nail polish.
I wouldn't believe anything a man says.
Easy, you sexist.
Yeah, that's how much we love white nail polish. It's a thing in our community. In the girlhood, white nail polish is the bomb. It's on my toes right now.
I love that the two of you have exploded in anger at the idea that you're there because you that you may be trashy and you don't know
what it means. Like, what?
ChatGPT and Maria, see what it says.
Wear white.
Okay. Mm-mm. Then after she completely unloaded, then he decided to double down and he said, well, you're not supposed to wear white to a wedding.
Oh my, he knows nothing.
Does that also, okay, but does that qualify in the, you're not supposed to wear white to a wedding if you've got white, if you've got white nails?
No, you weirdo, it's just a dress. It's like saying you can't wear a white French manicure. It's classy. It's beautiful.
Do it.
Yeah. Me and Maria support her.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh. All right, Maria, four seats for our advanced screening from the world of John Wick. Ballerina.
Thank you.
Monday,
thank
June 2nd.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're the best.
Have fun.
Yeah, we'll be over to see you soon. That's what we need to have Chinatown lunch.
Yeah.
There Manny you go. Petties.
What's your favorite? Do you have a favorite spot?
I do, but I'm horrible at probably pronouncing it. I think it's like XO dumplings, or it's on the corner. Obviously, yeah. It's on Spring Mountain, right?
I know the spot.
It's in that shopping area, yeah, with like the Bobo over there and the shopping center. Yeah, it's right in the corner. XO so mom.
Down. Yeah, no, so down. All right, hang on one second. We have to go confirm everything that we just heard with ChatGPT. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hello, my lovelies. Today is Tuesday, the 20th day of May, 2025. You used to say something back. Well, used to. Yesterday when we started this. Now are we over it?
What did I say back?
Hello, my lovelies. Just there was always a greeting back. It was like, you know, like a hello or something. Are we over it?
No, I'm into it.
Okay, no, I'm just checking.
I'm on this kick of saying hello, Clarice, like the Hannibal Lecter.
Why?
But I don't know. I've been doing it for a couple months now.
Did you see the movie?
No.
It just showed up?
Yeah, just in my life. I was like, hello, Clarice. I don't know. I think I did it to annoy Lisa, and then it did annoy her, so I thought it was even funnier. And then that's just how we've been rolling with it. The story is unnecessary.
Recently. Oh, no, I disagree. I disagree. I think that story is very necessary. So were you trying to hold yourself back from saying hello, Clarice?
Yeah, when you said hello, I wanted to say
hello my lovelies.
Clarice. Hello, Clarice.
It'd be weird if you did it on the air because there's no context.
I know. That's why I was holding myself back.
Oh,
I was
fair.
Trying to use constraint so I didn't look like a psycho.
Yeah, and I just didn't know.
There we are.
So the other day we just felt we needed something, and by we I mean me, just felt we needed something to do to just kind of launch us.
Yeah.
And so yeah, I came up with hello my lovelies.
And I like it.
Okay. I'll keep doing it.
We're then. Keeping it.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Today's the 20th day of May, which none of us can believe. It's wild. Graduations are starting. High Desert State Prison. On the High Desert campus, there folks are getting diplomas in 25 minutes.
Wow.
Which is, yeah,
it's awesome.
Pretty cool. And then, and then everything goes nuts next week on that. But congratulations to all the grads. Clark County School District kids, what is it, 4 more days counting today?
Insane.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Is your kid on that schedule, Adrian?
Yes.
What do you do? So what do you do with your kid? How, who watches him?
Well, we already got him signed up for summer camp. So,
oh, that's good.
Shout out to the YMCA.
How early does it get? Is it like the same time as school?
Does it start next week? I think it starts next week.
Yeah.
I believe so.
No, I know, but I know go time for Boys and Girls Clubs.
Yeah, we got same summer deal. Camp. We got all those special classes and lessons, all that stuff. So
I love that.
Go.
So cute.
Does he like it?
Yeah.
Good.
Especially they do like, you know, during the summer camp, there's weeks where it's like, hey, Star Wars week, baseball week, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah, blah. So we have him signed up for all that stuff. So he'll be engaged.
Yeah.
The YMCA was the bomb. I used to go to the one member by the Meadows Mall a million years ago.
Sure. Still
that
was there.
Is it?
Oh, no, it's still there.
No mm-hmm. way.
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, man, that was so fun. Those are the best summers. Mm-hmm. That's where I went.
We need to do something with that.
Let's do it.
That feels like something we need to be involved in. I'm not sure how.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why.
Mm-hmm.
At the very least, YMCA is kind of on my list of folks. I really one year want to do Lifesaver Saturday or something along those lines. We did CPR classes.
Mm-hmm.
How was it before? Might have been pre-COVID that we did CPR classes. It was the greatest time. There was like a dozen of us, and we went and took CPR for free.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Great. And I'm good at it. It's weird.
Yeah, do you do the song and everything?
Staying alive.
Yeah.
Staying alive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where you do that. Yeah. And the number one thing that you're supposed to do when you do that.
Let's go. Wait a minute. Let's go.
Hey, hold on. Go ahead, Chad.
Press.
Oh, that's a thing?
Press. best. Yeah, no, that's the, yeah.
I didn't know if you were just playing it for irony's sake or is it actually part of the lesson.
Press. 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 Yeah, and if you're not breaking their ribs, you're not doing it right.
You go, Chet.
True story. But they also say, you know what the number one thing you're supposed to, the number one thing they teach you at CPR?
Hmm.
Is that you go over to them. What's the first thing? Do you clear their airway? No. Do you make sure everybody moves back? No. You know what you do? You go, somebody call 911. That's the God's honest truth. That's the God's honest. Step number one in CPR. Scream as loud as you can. Somebody call 911 and keep doing it until somebody calls 911. You really don't want to be the difference between life and death.
Truly.
If you can avoid it. But, you know.
Yeah.
Then you start in.
Well, I'll feel safe with you.
All right, good. Relationship rehab. What did I say this is? Naughty.
Naughty teens.
Naughty. Naughty teenage house sitters.
Yeah.
On the next Ricky Lake.
So seriously.
It's so trash TV Jenny from the Jones. 90s. Yeah. This show was on Jenny Jones back
Stop
in the day.
Stop it.
Yeah. We were one of the top three shows in America. It was the beginning days of the interwebs and people voting, and Las Vegas went nuts.
You
and
get out.
No, we were on Jenny Jones. It was great.
That's iconic.
Yeah.
I learn something new every day about you, Trent, and I like it.
Mm-hmm. The video's somewhere.
We got to find it.
Do we?
Yeah.
Kristen in Silverado Ranch writes, I went away on a business trip and paid two college girls, sisters, who live in my neighborhood to babysit my house and take care of my pets. They've always been very pleasant girls and seemed responsible. All I asked was that they take care of the place. No friends over while I'm away. When I came back a week later, the house was a bit messy, but my animals were fine. When I took trash out to the garage, I noticed a giant bag of empty beer bottles at the bottom of the trash can and two empty bottles of whiskey. Mm-hmm. I was shocked. These girls are only 19. I don't want to cause a lot of drama in the neighborhood, but I feel betrayed and played for a fool. So I'm wondering if I should A, inform the parents, B, confront the girls myself, or C, just take the L, move on, and chalk it up as a lesson learned. Signed, Kristen in Silverado Ranch.
Ugh.
Pick one, A, B, or C. A, talk to the parents. B, confront the girls yourself. C, just say nothing. Move on. None of your business. Nothing to see here.
Mm-hmm. B.
In a moment, choose either A, B, or C. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry. Waiting to see if I was...
No, I want to know why.
Yeah.
I'm either a B or a C, but I also have a different take. I have a slightly different take on this.
Yeah, I'm curious to why C would be you.
To say nothing?
Yeah.
Well...
I wouldn't see you going that way.
Okay, I'll just ask it.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do? What good's it going to do you? Oh, I'm going to go tell the parents. They're 19. Oh, I'm going to confront them. Okay, well, now they're going to vandalize my house. You know, or whatever. Discuss. Okay. 702-364-9898.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, my God. You know what I want.
98.5 KLUC.
On this edition of Naughty Teenage House Sitters. Kristen went away on a business trip, paid two college girls who happen to be sisters who live in her neighborhood to babysit the house, take care of the pets. When she came back, there was beer bottles and a couple of whiskey bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible? Who's on the phone, Adrian?
We got Julie.
Hi, June. That's it. Just that's it.
Hi. Relationship rehab, we don't ask last names.
I know. Wow.
We respect anonymity.
You're right.
You just didn't.
Well, no, because we got information.
We talked about other stuff.
Yeah. Like what?
Well, she's at your favorite place right now.
Getting gas. Yeah.
What happened
before
now?
Before the crowd. I'm at Costco getting gas before there's a line. You
oh,
know,
smart
over here.
Oh, yeah.
Because the pumps are always open. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of then the store opens at 10.
It's insane.
Exactly. Perfect. Yeah.
And the reason why I know that is because I went there once and will never do that again.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean? You went there early and you got disappointed because they wouldn't let you in?
No, because every old person, which Costco are you at?
I'm at St. Rose.
Not that it matters because I'm sure they're all the same. No, all the old people go right at 10 a.m.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, no. And it's carts ramming into each other and people. Yeah, it's not a way to start your day. But if you're into it, that's cool. No, my wife and I, 11 o'clock on a Tuesday is dope. Or go at 1. Perfect. 11 or 1. Don't go at 12 because then people.
Shh, don't tell anybody. Shh.
I know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have a secret. Right?
Can't wait until they get the new one open at Buffalo on 215.
Same.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Okay, so Kristen comes home. There's beer bottles and whiskey bottles in the bottom of her trash. House is in pretty good shape. Pets are fine. Do you A, tell the parents, B, confront the girls, or C, just take the L, lesson learned?
I'm definitely... At first I was like 2-3, but you know what? I'm like 3. Like, you know, everything's cool. Everything's good. Dogs are alive. Like, you know what? Let it go. I was young. You know, I probably did a few things like that, you know.
Do you think they had a party?
But, yeah.
Do you think they had a party?
You know what? I'd probably be able to tell if they had a party and if everything, like you said, what, there was nothing broken. Everything's still good. You know, my dogs are good. Yeah. Then, yeah, you know, either way, I don't think so. Maybe they just had a couple people over, but I'm good with it. I think I would let it go. You know,
I don't think it was a rage. Yeah. I think if they were gone for a week and the girls are home from college, so their livers are still in college shape.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? Finals are over.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
Yeah, they just had a little kickback, nothing crazy.
So, yeah, it's bad. I would feel violated. I would never ask them to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm sketchy about people in my house anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm super sketchy about people in my house.
Yeah. Like, you did ask college girls to come and, you know, watch your pets. So, you know.
Right?
Okay, but as obvious as that sounds... I would be like, they're college girls. They won't do anything.
And they're sweet. They're sisters.
They're like, hey,
I know. They're showing how naive. I know.
Yeah, but you know.
Parents' house.
I know.
Right? But think about it, Mika. When you were 19, and I realize your life was different. Your life was different. But once you were away from home, you were a good kid.
Yeah.
You're a sweet kid. It's just the horns come out every once in a while.
Yeah, I would. I know. If I knew I could get away with it, maybe I would have.
Yeah, there were two sides to me. For sure.
Not a man.
Oh, absolutely.
For sure. And
but we were way smarter. I'm sorry, I'm older, and I was way smarter to like not put the bottles. Like, I'd take them with me.
Yeah, at the very least, I would have thrown it in her trash can.
No, those bottles would have ended up in a dumpster somewhere.
Totally.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. We cleaned up. No one knew we was there. Like, yeah, it was. Now there's, you know, they'll post it on social media that they were babysitting. Sitting and I'm drinking.
Literally just now, and I'm not sure why, I literally went through in my head, where would I, if I was trying to sneak the bottles out of the house, where would I take them? If I was sneaking them out of my house, I was like, well, there's a dumpster at the park. Yeah. There's a dumpster behind Roberto's.
Yeah.
There's
That's what you do. It's the same thing when you like eat, like you go to a fast food place and you don't want to bring the food home because you're like, no, I just want to eat in peace and not get my kids food.
Now we're saying too much. I'm just saying now we might be admitting too much. All right, remember that old privacy thing that Adrian was talking about?
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chef Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
I just have to ask because I don't know. So yesterday you went with your girlfriends, and obviously you're very excited because you told me about it twice.
Yes.
You went with your girlfriends for scalp cleansing.
Okay. If you don't know about this, let me put you on. So I love like a head massage, right? Like just a scratch, anything. But I had been seeing this thing where there's these new salons where you go and they get deep in your scalp and they like fully cleanse your scalp, which I didn't know this could be like so clogged, like the pores and everything. But you go to this scalp place and they put your scalp on this camera. Like you can see what your scalp looks like. It was
gross.
Kind of, it was so gross.
Is it gross?
It was gross and kind of cool. I'll show it to you. I have it on my phone.
No, but here's what I really want to know. How much?
$100.
Oh my God.
And it was an hour. And let me tell you something. They massage your head. And then while you do the scalp treatment, you lay in this massage bed with this heated mask on while they're washing your hair. It's the most relaxing. It smelled of eucalyptus and lavender.
Sure.
It was so nice. Then you get up, you get out, they blow dry your hair, they show you how they
cleanse
your scalp, an hour, basically full body massage. It was so nice, Chet. I would do it once a month. It was delicious. If you haven't tried it.
You feel like you got good value for your money.
Absolutely. And my head, I feel like, is still tingling from like the cleanse. It like really gets deep in your scalp. It's beautiful. Yes. And you know, it's not like you have to have hair, weave, anything. Like, I'm going to take you. Me and you will go. Or you and Nene.
Oh, is that some sort of joke? Is that some sort of joke for the guy who shaves his head?
All right. I hear how that sounded. I was just saying, you can go just for the scalp cleanse. And it feels so good. Have you ever used one of those things? You know, they look like claws and you put it on the top of your head and it gives you like the shivers when it scratches your head.
Oh, you know what? Oh, okay. Sold. I'll make you a deal.
Okay.
How much did you spend on this?
$100.
$100.
Yeah.
I got an idea. Give me a 20. I'll get one of them head scalp massager things.
Yeah.
And some head and shoulders. And I'll take
the Jeff Buchanan Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 9 o'clock Tuesday. We survived DDC. Now on to Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, which I see. Here's the funny thing, too. The big story is how, you know, nobody's coming to Vegas. Well, 500,000 people at EDC would say otherwise.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? There was WrestleMania, EDC, yeah. The American Music Awards are coming up. People are loving and living Vegas.
And I get it. The numbers are down, ever 7% or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And that's substantial. But it's not like nobody's coming.
True.
Maybe we could have used a little backing off of the gas. I don't know. I'm not the guy that gets paid on that. So, you know, there's probably a lot of other people going, yeah, great. That doesn't affect your pocket, but, you know. Good for you.
Back off.
Good for you, dude. Yeah, shut up. But Memorial Day weekend coming and all of that. I feel that these are related somehow. By the way, she's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. If you're booking an Airbnb, do you book Airbnb?
No, I don't. I might, though. I might start because hotels are getting so expensive. It's worth having that Airbnb.
But Airbnb is not that much cheaper. And here's the weird part. Like, I have a weird, for whatever reason, it's weird for me that you're in somebody else's house.
I understand that.
But what's the difference? A hotel, there's even more people.
Well, and I don't like that.
Doing their whatever they're doing.
True. But I also don't like that with Airbnbs, you have to bring your own groceries. You have to do, like, just take me to the hotel so I can just not have to do anything.
And room service. And
yeah.
But again, there's, you know, DoorDash and whatever.
True.
Anyway. So they apparently, when you sign in, they give you the list of amenities. They tell you all the things that are available with the house or the apartment or wherever you're at. Nobody ever reads them because they always include stupid things like, you know, measuring spoons and hangers and, you know, outlet covers, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You might want to read through and make sure that on your list of amenities, hot water is included. There's a woman named Tanya going viral right now. She is suing her Airbnb host who messaged her to say that there was a temporary issue with the hot water at the property that she rented. Their hot water heater probably blew.
Yeah.
It needs to be replaced or whatever. It was less than a week before her stay. So she said, can you refund me if it's not fixed before I get there?
Sure.
The Airbnb host said, I'm unable to offer a refund in this situation because hot water was not included as an amenity in the booking. They said, we're really sorry for your inconvenience. We appreciate your understanding.
No understanding.
Tanya writes back, so you're choosing to rip me off because you didn't list an assumed amenity. You also didn't list windows and doors. But if those are missing, I assume good that's going to be fine too. The host didn't budge. Airbnb did and said, look, we'll give you a refund.
Yeah, dude.
They're also helping her with another booking and they're going to review the other host, but it's unclear if anything will come of it. But apparently, hot water is an amenity option that hosts can check when listing a property. And technically, they may only be responsible for delivering on whatever they promise.
No way.
But that's okay. That's why I'm staying at hotels.
Yeah.
If I'm doing it.
I know there's going to be hot water.
Hot water. Yeah. I don't have to ask them.
Come on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Can I just read this how it's written because it makes me laugh?
Yep.
They say old folks like to have a routine for everything. And apparently that also includes crashing into banks.
What?
Yeah, I said crashing into banks. Friday, March 21st, a 83-year-old man crashed his car into a bank in Clarkstown, New York. Happened about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. At the time, typical old folks thing, thought the vehicle was in park, hit the gas, drives through a glass window.
Oh, buddy.
Nobody gets hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, it's fine.
Good.
Exactly 6 weeks later, Friday, May 2nd, the other one was Friday, March 21st, right? Friday, May 2nd, 6 weeks later, same 83-year-old man, same car, same bank.
No.
Same time, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
No.
Same window.
No.
Hadn't even been fixed yet, so he crashed through the plywood.
Well, okay, guy, the first time we feel bad for you. The second time, what are you doing, pal?
This time, he told him he was trying to get into the parking spot. He thought he was hitting the brake. But he hit the gas.
Dude.
They did not give him a ticket the first time for whatever reason. I don't know why. Probably because he's 83.
Yeah, they felt bad.
They probably, you know what? My grandma just nudged a school bus at a stoplight, you know, when she was around that same age.
Mm-hmm.
And we went, Grandma, hand over the keys.
Yeah.
This family, whatever, they wrote him 2 tickets this time. You know, just to make up.
Yeah, you kind of have to.
Yeah, he was injured apparently in the second crash, but apparently it was minor. How much does it take? You know, when you're 83.
Yeah, dude.
To get banged up. They've already put another temporary plywood wall up. So, listen, if you happen to be in Clarkstown, New York on Friday, June 13th, which Friday the 13th to start
God,
with.
Don't even go to the bank.
Friday, June 13th, but that is another 6 weeks away from that, and I would just stay away.
Yeah, just.
Or at least around 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes open.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
It's the more you know. Before we go, this is going to sound like a political thing. It's not. We're just presenting the facts. You do with them what you will.
Okay, great.
Okay? As of 2022, the idea of running a 4-minute mile, you know what I mean? That was big. If you run a 4-minute mile, oh my God, you're it's actually been done by 1,755 athletes.
Dang.
Since it was first achieved in 1954 by a man named Roger Bannister. That translates out to an average speed of 15 miles an hour that you're running for an entire mile.
Mm-mm.
That's picking them up and putting them down. But only 1,755 people have done it in history. Which, when you think about it, in the history of the world, there's plenty of people that run.
Totally.
Plenty of people that compete.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a lot. How many women do you think? Out of the 1,755?
600.
Lower.
No. 400.
Lower.
300.
Lower.
100.
Lower.
No. Chet.
Zero.
What?
No woman has ever run a 4-minute mile. The women's world, I don't know.
Girls.
Nobody chasing them? I don't know. The women's world record currently at 4 minutes, 7.64 seconds back in July of 2023 by a girl named Faith from Kenya. Yeah, I don't know. Now, do with that information what you will. I'm just saying.
Chet, you go to the parking lot with me right now. Time me.
Do you think I could beat you in a race?
Yeah.
Good, because so do I. I do. Although, if we don't have to run very far, I don't have very good cardio.
Are we short sprint runners?
Maybe.
Yeah, that's who we are.
No.
I'd still
even just
lose.
The thought of running makes me short of breath. And that's sad. It's very sad.
It's okay.
In fact, you know what? With that, I think this show is over. We're done. I'm gonna go ponder my choices right now. And I got nothing. I don't think I'm going to work out today because I'm not. Maybe. I'm probably not, though.
He's not.
Yeah, no. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan. See if I work out. I'll post it. Well, so then you know. If I got to work out and post.
Too much.
Whew, sounds exhausting. At Chetbuchanan. Follow us at 985 KLUC. Adrian.
Chad, I'll follow your footsteps and follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Plus, brand new episode of Unlikely is available now on YouTube and that free Odyssey app.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon and my KALAH.
And we'll see you tomorrow.
That's it for me, pal.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.
Yeah.
Again, we survived. We survived EDC. Let's make our way to Memorial Day weekend. See what happens then, huh?
Yeah.
Meet back here tomorrow morning. Hey, make it a great day. Make sure you tell somebody you love them that you haven't told in a while, because you never know what's going to happen. And just know that we love you.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.